6.2. What a journey.
What about you, Tina? Have you got a story about a journey you remember?
Yes, I have, actually. There's one journey I'll never forget.
Oh, really?
Right. Tell us about it. It was about 6 years ago. I was going to Hong Kong from London. The flight was early in the morning, so the night before, I stayed in a hotel near the airport. Well, I was in a holiday mood that night.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went to the hotel bar and ordered a drink, you know, to celebrate. And I got talking to some other people. We had a great time. And anyway, when I left the bar, it was about 3 in the morning. The flight was at 6 o'clock, so it wasn't really worth going to sleep.
So what did you do?
I watched TV for a bit, but, well, I fell asleep, didn't I?
Oh, no.
When I woke up, it was after 5 o'clock. You know you have to get there early to check in, right?
Normally that's 2 hours before the flight.
So I panicked, grabbed my bags, and rushed outside looking for a taxi. Of course, no taxis anywhere. Luckily, after a few minutes running up and down the street, an airport bus came along.
Oh, that was lucky.
So I got on that. When I got there, it was actually nearly 6, so I thought, you know, the gate will be closed. I've missed my plane. The whole terminal was empty, except for a huge crowd of people at one end. And luckily, that was the queue for my flight. It was delayed.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I was really pleased. But the delay went from 1 hour to 4 hours to finally 9 hours. Mm. 9 hours waiting in the airport. I slept on some chairs most of the time. Finally, at around 3 o'clock, the plane took off.
Oh.
But the worst part was yet to come.
Oh, no.
After a few hours, there was a huge storm, and the plane started bouncing around all over the place. I remember feeling it was like being in a washing machine. People were screaming, babies crying, food flying everywhere.
Oh, no.
I was really scared. And then, the worst thing of all, the oxygen masks dropped down. Suddenly, we were all staring at these yellow oxygen masks, and the feeling of fear, I just can't describe it.
What did you do?
I put my mask on and just sat there in absolute terror. With the plane bouncing all over the place and lightning outside the windows. Anyway, the plane didn't crash, thank God. And we got to Hong Kong okay in the end. But what a journey. I'll never forget it.
Oh, that's great.